Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Welcome. My neighbor dog says welcome. Thank you all for joining us again. PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. We are here. I'm your host, Karen.
And I'm your other host, Tanisha. And today is January 30th, 2022. It's 9:10 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are excited to be here.
Yes.
And apparently our neighbor's dog is excited to be here, too. I'm sure you guys can hear him barking in the background.
For real. You know, everything was made to praise him, to worship him. You hear those dogs barking, and it annoy us. Shoot, them dogs might be out there give the Lord praise. Bark! In their own little way. That's interesting, you know, because we as human beings, we are really a lot of, we are highly opinionated, and we base a lot of things off of how we feel and what we want. And what we want is okay, but just make sure what we want is what God wants, and we move how God wants us to move. Are we going to be perfect? No. But just to know that we do operate under grace, and that when we recognize things, you know, we make those changes and those adjustments, you know, in our lives to be better people in the kingdom, and to be better suited to reach others and to teach others and to be more empathetic to others, so that we can truly learn how to love our neighbors as ourselves. You know, we give ourselves a lot of grace in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas of our life, we don't give ourselves grace and nothing. I gotta go get this money. Ain't no sleep for me. You know, and people, you give you don't give yourself any grace in that area. You're just gonna go hard all the time and kill yourself, and money is still here
right.
for a tool. I said, I made a vow that I'll never work another day for money. I don't want to work for money.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm doing the work for the Lord. You know, I'm going to live for the Lord. He said he's the one that provides, you know, all things. He is our source. And so him being a source, everything else, as we know, is a resource that he activates in our lives to produce things that we need to have, because he said he would supply us with all our needs, right? Why wouldn't God supply us with money in a world that we know, that he knows money is needed in order for things to be purchased, in order for things to be developed, you know, for us to eat and things like that? He knows that. And so he's going to provide everything that we need. And when we really focus on our needs being met and really begin to work for the Lord, literally work for the Lord, you know, whatever assignment that he has on, has you working on right now, just know that you're working an assignment for him. You know, if you're at a job that you don't like, this, that, and the other, but you need that money, I can't quit. I got to do this. We begin to speak these things. We begin to tell ourselves what we can't do, you know, because we said it. So guess what? You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You won't do it until you begin to say that you can. And then as you begin to speak what you can do, then you begin to do the things that's conducive to supporting what you can do and make it happen. And trusting the Lord, because you putting your faith on the line for it. And so we don't want to make money out of God. We don't want to love money. We want to use money. We want to use it properly, because it's a tool. It's a tool. Here that's needed. And God is really opening us up to different ways of being creative to create incomes, to where you're not employed. You're not an employee per se. You know, you're not basically working for somebody, but you're working with someone. awesome things and that you will be generously compensated for. Generously compensated for, because he said, I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. Not just on a level of abundance, not just abundantly. Why would God put more in there? Why would he say more abundantly? Because in the English, I think in the English grammar, more abundantly is incorrect. But when you look at how God does things, and you look at how God says things, God ain't operating on our level. God will tell us exactly what he means. It's all about whether you believe it or not. Not if you don't understand it. You'll understand things better by God is looking for people that's going to go when he say go. Do when he say do. You know, the questions will come later. He'll answer and give you things later whenever he decides to. But a lot of times we'll end up stagnant and delaying things because we are trying to think it all the way through. We're trying to get everything in place that's going to make us comfortable to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we still make it about us. And we need to remember to tell ourselves daily that this walk that we're walking ain't about us at all. It's about Jesus. It's about getting people in position to seek him, to choose him, so that he can complete the work in their lives here on this earth. That's how it goes. At least it should be. It's all about Christ. It ain't about what you think. It ain't about what you feel. It ain't about what your education says, your fact book, your data. It ain't about none of that. It's about Christ. And it's about us yielding to him and being led by the Spirit of God to do what the Spirit of God wants us to do and how he wants it to be done. Period. So we don't focus on our mistakes. We make our mistakes. We ask for forgiveness. And we get back on track. We keep moving. Don't wallow on it. Don't burden yourself out on those particular things. Deal with whatever consequences come behind mistakes that you make and keep pushing. No matter how hard it is for you, how tough it is, just know that everything that we could ever feel, go through, experience here in the earth, emotionally, spiritually, physically, Jesus has already dealt with it. He has already conquered the pain, that any pain that we can go through, the pain of loneliness. He's conquered it. Defeat. He's conquered that. Being taken advantage of. He's conquered that. Feeling sorry for yourself. He's conquered that. Being mad at folk. He's conquered that. He's conquered it all. Anything that we can go through, whether you've been raped, whether you've been a drug addict, an alcoholic, paranoid, schizophrenic, whatever you could deal with in this earth, whatever trauma that could traumatize you and have you closed off from the world and blaming yourself or blaming others, and hating people, hating yourself, all of that, Jesus took it to the cross and he conquered it. So the way out and the way to deal with all of these things is through Christ. through the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide you to who you need to talk to, whom God has assigned to you, whom God is going to use in your life to share things so that we can connect and build brotherhood and continue to grow and develop in the name of Jesus. That's what he does. When you go through, you look at the world now, we're always seeking to find something wrong with people. Guess what? You're always going to find it. Because something will always be wrong with us in the eyes of one another. Definitely. Because we are imperfect beings, but we are a perfect creation. God made us. So everything that he made good.
Mm-hmm.
But because of sin, because of sin, sin came in and corrupted and brought in all the imperfections. That's what sin did. But then here comes the blood.
Mm.
The blood came and cleansed you of your sins. The blood came and delivered you from your sins. From your troubles. That's what the blood did. And so we have to honor Christ. We have to seek him for whatever it is that's going on in our life, because he is the answer. He is the answer. So let's not forget that. And we're walking so much more peace knowing it. You can tell you, when you, I'm worrying for nothing. I'm mad for nothing. I'm procrastinating for nothing. I'm settling for nothing. But in this season, if we really truly believe it, if we really believe that God is doing a quick work, if we really believe that God is that this is our year of harvest, seed time of harvest, if this is our year, and this is what we are believing, the season that we're in, we got to start acting like it. God going to have us, man, rolling up in grocery stores, walking past people, and their lives being changed just by you walking by. Touching something in a door handle. And that door handle being anointed. And everybody's hand that touches that door handle, lives begin to change. You might just say hey to somebody. Wave up. Life change. Because you're allowing the Spirit of God to flow freely. You're walking shameless. You're walking guiltless. You're walking faultless because you're covered in the blood. And so we just bind the enemy tonight of the mindset of defeat. Coming against doubt and worry and fear, self-worthlessness. Just know that we are made worthy through Christ. So it ain't nothing that we can't earn. Like we can't earn our way into the kingdom. We inherited it. There ain't nothing we can do. Jesus already did on it. And so we just come against the guilt of feeling like you're not worthy to have certain things and to do certain things. And guarding our speech and really being mindful of what we're saying. You know, a lot of times we be mindful of what we say about ourselves, but then we will really tear down others.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, bless me. but be talking about someone like a dog, tell the Lord to bless them too.
Yeah.
Petition the Lord for them too. God bless them, may they leave you alone. He tells us to pray for our enemies. And we ain't praying to God for God to harm people. We ain't praying to God for God to go and destroy people. We praying to God to deliver people, to bless people, that their hearts will open up to him and receive him. That's what we should be praying for. Ain't that what you pray for yourself? Why would we be praying for anything that for others that we wouldn't pray for ourselves for? If you pray about it for you, you should be praying for that petition in the throne for others. That other people be in good health and a sound mind. That Jesus will become Lord in their life. That they will surrender their life to him. And be a light for other people that they come in contact with. Be that example to show them that, man, serving God is the best thing that we can do. It's the best way we can live, because God develops our minds. He develops our minds. And when your mind is being developed by the Spirit of God, It's different. It's different. Yeah, I got some superpowers. You might as well call me a superhero. Because when God anoints you to do a thing, you've got power. We got power. We got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of us. If that ain't power, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. It's because of him that I live, move, and have my being. It's because of him the reason you hear our voice tonight, because he blew in me the breath of life. We still breathe. He gave us life here on this side to experience it. And to teach him how to navigate through it. So that this world will know who he is. Mm-mm. You imagine creating something and they don't even know who you are. With your own blood, sweat, and tears, your love, you made it and they don't even know who you are. Wow. So let's help people know who Jesus is by believing fully in what God is saying and putting our faith on the line to really walk the way we need to walk during this season, and not religiously. The walk that we're walking in this new day in time is a walk that hasn't really been seen, because God is revealing something that people need that's going to connect for the times that we are in. God always uses what's available. He always uses us to reach whom needs to be reached. He always makes us and prepares us and builds us a certain way to identify and to reach those people that he's assigned to us. And so for us, the believers that's here now, the true believers that's walking this earth right now, God is using us in a different way during this time. He's making us more relatable. He's putting us in unorthodox type places, you know, to do his work. Even in unorthodox ways, you know, God would have us doing things. during this season. And it's what the people need to get their attention, to get people drawn to where they can see it. Be like, oh, whoa, really? I didn't expect that. Because a lot of people look at the church. They have a way that they look at the church. Even the Sadducees and the Pharisees even try to tell us, tell the church how to be the church. You got to look this way. You got to do it this way. You got to sound this way. You got to move this way. You know, and really you're taking the limit. You're putting limits on the Lord and how he moves and how he operates. And so be expecting it. God tell you to do something, just do it. Because remember, it ain't even about you. It's about others and what they need, what God needs you to give them. So that he can do what he needs to get done. We like puzzle pieces. You know, we connect and do what we're supposed to do in obedience. The picture begins to come together because you're connecting to the right piece. You're in the right place. So the picture comes together, and then other connections. Da, 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 da. And then the puzzle is complete. But everybody is in their place. If a puzzle piece is out of place, that's going to mess up the whole picture. The puzzle is messed up. So let's value what God has given us, and let's move forward in Jesus' name. Amen. You got anything, John?
I have a scripture. I'm trying to find it again because I ended up going into Proverbs when you were talking about, you know, praying for people and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Proverbs 25:21. It says, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord will reward you. And I liked the way it worded it in the where is it? Is it in the Living? Let me see. Yeah. It says you'll heap burning coals of shame on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. Because a lot of the times people, it's hard for people to pray for their enemies. Like you said, people pray good things for themselves, but when they decide to pray for their enemies, they're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of it is, like Terrence said, he said without saying, is if you know, if God blesses them, they'll leave you alone. Maybe that enemy will turn into a friend or an ally. But if they don't, guess what? They're going to have hot coals of shame burn on their head, and God is going to reward you.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless, it's a win-win. Because if they don't repent, if they don't, you know, change, God is still going to reward you. And then if they do, look, now enemy has turned into, you know, something neutral, or maybe they're just not bothering you no more.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they become a friend, or maybe they become ally. But whatever it is, it neutralizes them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one thing I've learned in life in my years is that people who've got great things going on don't have time to be messing with folks and making enemies of people or keeping enemies of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who create enemy situations typically do so out of their own, you know, miserable lives. You know, sometimes it's because of immaturity. You know, maybe they don't like what you did or you said something. And so now they're making you their enemy. But again, it's still coming from a place that there's something broken when somebody is making somebody their enemy and then pursuing them.
Because mm-hmm.
you could just dislike them. It's different to dislike. Like, let's see what is an enemy. Let's look that up real quick. And I wasn't expecting to go here tonight, but I'm letting the Lord lead me. So let's go there. Let the Holy Spirit guide us.
Okay. That's the best way.
Come on now. That's the way we do it.
You're trying to get somewhere. Yep.
See, even the dog is agreeing. He started barking again. He said, go on and tell him what the definition of enemy is. So the definition of enemy is one that is antagonistic to another, especially one seeking to injure, overthrow, or confound an opponent. An enemy is also something harmful or deadly. Let's see, what is it synonymous with? Adversary, antagonist, foe, hostile, and opponent.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody is who has made you their enemy. This is a person who's antagonizing you, right? Picking. So they're bothersome, right? They're seeking to injure, overthrow, or confound you. They're harmful or even deadly. And so when a person is content and they're walking with God, or they know who they are, they don't make it a habit of antagonizing and trying to injure or overthrow, seeking to do that rather, because that requires a lot of it requires a lot of anger to do that first and foremost. It requires that the feelings that have to come along that fuel that are not coming from a good place. Now, it's one thing if you're defending yourself against that. That's a difference than you trying to, seeking to injure or overthrow or confound somebody, you know, or trying to, something harmful or deadly. Defense is not harmful. Defense is trying to prevent you from being harmed. You know, sometimes you can defend yourself, and in the process, the person that's attacking you gets harmed, but that's not the intent. The intent is preservation. That's why you defend yourself. So that, let's not confuse the two. But so an enemy is not defending themselves. They're seeking. They're pursuing you, mm-hmm. right? So even like out here, we have like, there's laws with gun laws and stuff, and it's different if somebody is pursuing you or if they're retreating. So an enemy is a person in pursuit. They're not retreating. They're not backing off. So even the laws recognize that there's a difference in how you could legally respond if a person is pursuing you versus if a person is retreating.
Mm-hmm.
So an enemy is pursuing you. And so if you're defending yourself, that's different. So if a person is making somebody their enemy or pursuing somebody that they view as an enemy, that's coming from like a bitter place, an angry place, a hurt and harm place, a broken place. And it's just been my experience that people who, you know, are enjoying their lives and trying to enjoy their lives don't have a habit of making enemies or pursuing enemies. So these people need prayer desperately.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, you know, that's not even the message of the Bible. The message of the Word of God and the message of Christ. He's the Prince of Peace. And we are to pursue peace at all times. And even the worst, sometimes it just can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can do it, then that's what we're to do. So us pursuing an enemy is with the intent of harm or deadly force or whatever is the complete opposite of being seekers and pursuers of peace when it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people need prayer. And so, again, you pray for them and they may turn into an ally or a friend or just neutralize them altogether because now they are truly living, you know, pursuing life, because that's a death situation, enemy. There's no life in that. But now they're pursuing life, or if they don't, it's like hot coals being heaped on their head, and God will reward you. So we're always to be looking out for one another, even when the person is not looking out for you, even when they're antagonizing you and causing you trouble or issues. But that's where you lean on the Word of God. Terrence and I have been in that situation and still somewhat in it, where a person tries to constantly antagonize and you have to pray for them, and you have to seek the Word, seek the Lord, and you have to understand it, when you understand where it's coming from, when you understand the spirit behind it, it makes it easy for you to do what the Word of God says to do, because now you're not taking it personal. You're seeing it for what it is, a spiritual conflict and a spiritual battle that it truly is. But the enemy is just able to use, you know, people who are ignorant or don't care, or they're so wrapped up in their feelings. There's all sorts of reasons why people yield to the enemy. But you know who the true puppet master is. You know who's pulling the strings. And so when you know that, it's easy to do what the Word of God tells you to do. Well, it's not easy, rather. I'll say it's when you understand something, it does make it easier. Even sometimes it's not, quote, easy, but it makes it easier to do because you understand why. And so I say that to say that, you know, just do it what the Word tells you to do. That's going to be your best defense, is praying for people and letting God lead every step, because you don't want to start fighting flesh with flesh. It just doesn't work, and it makes things worse. So you want to just follow the Word of God. Pray for them like you pray for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to walk in divine health, pray for divine health for them. You want God to show you the way. You want to have peace. You want to be financially blessed. You want your children to be flourishing and all that. Pray that for them too. And watch what happens. If the one that takes away the bitterness and that could form in you and the anger,
mm-hmm.
and then it, again, prayer changes things. So it's going to either neutralize that situation, or they're going to have the hot coals, which could neutralize the situation too. So thank you, Lord, for that. The scripture that I had before I pulled up that one was one about resting and sleep. I'm going to see if I can find it. Let me see if I highlighted it in my Bible app. It might have already been highlighted. Let me see. Yeah, because I don't have any new highlights. I want to say it was Proverbs 4. Let me go back there. It was just in Proverbs. Give me a minute here. Let me pull it up. There we go. Let's see. It was Proverbs 4. I don't see it. If I find it during the show, because I don't want to take too much time looking for it, I'll bring it back. But it basically was a scripture about sleeping well, because God keeps you. Because I just want to, you know what I'm going to do before we start taking calls? I'm just going to pray over sleep. That we have good sound sleep, and that our sleep is not disturbed, that we sleep in peace and wellness, because God is keeping us. So let's do that before we start answering calls. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the word tonight, Father God. Thank you for being amongst us always. Thank you for giving us what we need. And Lord, I just pray that we as a body of Christ, that we are able to have good sound sleep, Father God. Help our minds to be able to shut down and rest properly, so that we go into a deep sleep that refreshes us and regenerates our cells and does what you designed sleep to do. I come against any type of demonic activity that's hindering sleep.
Yes.
Any type of chemical imbalance that may be hindering sleep. Anything that's hindering sleep, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just pray for divine regeneration of cells in our bodies and our brains, and whatever causes the chemicals to release in our brains that help us to sleep. Father God, I just pray that you regulate that right now in the name of Jesus, so that we are able to get proper sleep, and help us to crave sleep, Father God. So many of us, we're used to being up late at night or doing other things. Sometimes nighttime is the best time because we've got busy lives and things are very noisy, so we use the nighttime to be able to do the things that we want to do without noise. But Father God, we also need to have the proper amount of sleep. So help us to each crave sleep and to do what needs to be done so that we're getting the right amount of sleep, so our brains are functioning at optimum levels, so that we're sharp, so that we're not tired, we're not missing things. And I know that each person has different needs. So supply those needs, Father God, and help us to do our part,
yes,
to be able to get the things that we need that's within our possession, because we are the steward of some of the things. So we're the steward over our sleep, as far as making sure that we get into bed and shutting down our computers or internets or phones or whatever we're using. So help us to be good steward over our sleep.
Yeah.
And we know that we can trust you to do the rest, and help us to have sound sleep and peaceful, refreshing sleep. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sleep.
Yes, good sleep. As I say, I had a proverb that I was reading, then I flipped over to, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. I'm going to cheat and go on Google. Proverb. Sleep. Let's say peaceful sleep or something like that. Peaceful sleep. So it says here. Proverbs, it says Proverbs 3:24. Mm-hmm. Check that on out. That's not the one that I was at, but I'm going to go ahead and highlight that. Proverbs 3:24 out of the Amplified says, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. I like that.
Sweet sleep.
Yes. Yes, that's not the one, but I like that too. I mean, every proverb is for our benefit, so. But yeah, I trust that we got what we needed, because when I read it just... I felt in my spirit that we needed to pray over people's sleep so that people get sound sleep.
Oh, man. We're going to get into... start praying over you all. What we're going to do tonight is... I'm going to unmute you. Get your name. Then we're going to pray over you. Then we're going to go to the next caller, because it's quite a few of you guys. Hands up tonight. We want to get everybody.
And the parents need some sleep. I can hear it in his voice. I can hear it. When you need sleep, your voice starts to, it starts to snore. I can hear it.
My voice snoring.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And for my physical ear, I can hear when you need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Your voice changes.
This will show what I plan on doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some sweet sleep.
Yeah.
You know how you say sleep?
Sleep.
You say the whole word. All right, let's. That's a call, 754-240. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hey, family. This is Donald and Tanya from Miami, Florida.
Oh, Donald and Tanya. Hey, I have to tell you, Donald, I heard your testimony last week when you called in about the whole job thing. And, man, it blessed my socks off.
Yeah.
I was so excited for you. Between the prophecy that you said Randy gave me, and then I remember telling you about the ways God has blessed me with jobs, like being laid off from a job, fired, having to quit. And I was just so excited because I was like, oh, my goodness, God is really going to. It's like I saw you in a jar, and a jar has, you know, there's limits, right? There's capacity. And money's being poured into the jar, and you're able to grab the money, but there's a lid on it. So more money's coming down, but it can't get into the jar because there's a lid on the jar. And it's like when you got laid off from your job, it's like the lid came off. And now all the money, you can get it off. Like the jar busted. And so now you can get all of it. Like there's no, like you have no limits now to how God can financially bless you. And now you're in the best position because you're totally dependent on God. And we always are totally dependent on God, whether we realize that or not. But it's different when you have to achieve or obtain finances outside of what we call normal, because we're raised to, you know, you go to school, get a job, you know, you work, you're an employee, and all that kind of stuff. And that's just more where God has taken the body of Christ right now. I really feel like God is making us the employers or making us self-employed. And he's going to tremendously bless us. So when you were talking to Randy, I mean, I was pumped. I was texting Terrence because he was upstairs watching the sports or something. I don't remember. But I was texting Terrence, like, telling him, giving him, like, a play-by-play of you being on, talking to Randy, because I was just really, really excited. So just get ready for that. Like, God is really about to overwhelm your finances because he's taking the limits off. So now you're not and you're going to get to control your time, which is a beautiful thing. You get your time. Then nobody's telling you what to do from, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever your work hours are. And if you want to take a vacation, you don't have to say, please, can I take time off to spend with my family? Or, oh, is it okay if I'm sick and not coming? Like, none of that. You get to control your time. So not only will you have, you know, unlimited income, but you have the power over your time, which I'm telling you from firsthand experience is a beautiful thing, because the Lord had me to quit my job. I quit my job in September, like right before we closed on our house. I quit because the Lord told me to quit my job. And one of the beautiful things is I have control over my time. And I literally hated having somebody tell me what to do with my time. So once you're there, you're just like, oh my gosh, I could never go back to, I mean, I could if the Lord wanted me to, but I don't want to ever go back to where I'm having to ask permission to live my life. Because that's what it feels like when you're working a job. You have to ask permission to live your life. Oh, my kid has to go to the doctor. Is it okay if I take some? And nobody has time for that. Mm-hmm. So just get ready. I was like super pumped. I could just feel the Spirit of God on that conversation. And I was just so, so excited, which somebody was listening or watching them from the outside who has no idea about the things of God, they would probably say, these people are completely wacky. They're excited about getting laid off. They're excited about getting laid off. When you know what's coming after the layoff, especially God likened it to when I got laid off. When I got laid off from the job, I've been laid off once. It was the best time of my life. It was the best time of my life after I got laid off from that job. And just like you, I felt like a weight. I still remember how I felt when I walked out the building, because it felt like a weight had came off me. Like I did this little mini jog to my car. I was so excited. I didn't know why I was so excited, but I was. I was like, I ain't got to show up no more. I ain't got to come here no more. I ain't got to listen to these people no more. I don't have to. And God really, like, he really blessed me. And during that time when I was laid off from that job is when I discovered PGN. You know, I took a swim class. I got my body together, going to the gym. You know, I discovered some new shows to binge watch. So I was able to have time to just kind of veg out. Like, I went to this women's conference that changed my life. Like, the blessings was just, I could really see in hindsight how that layoff was the start that triggered me into like a chain of events where it just kept getting better and better and better and better and better for me financially and even just in my personal life. And it really, God was really training me to not trust these jobs, but to trust him, so that with each step, you know, I got laid off from that job, then I got another job, and then I ended up getting, God told me to quit that job, then I got another job, then I got fired from that job, then I got another job, and that's the job that I just quit. But each time, the income got better and better, and the benefits got better and better, and the freedom that I had got better and better. So now I'm at the stage where now I'm not working, and God has taken me to another level where I'm having to trust that he's going to have me start businesses and the income's going to come in and all that kind of stuff. But just, I know you were excited when you was talking to Randy, but just don't allow the enemy to come in, because he will try to come in and be like, you about to be broke, you got kids, you got this, that, and the other. Don't allow it, because what's happening is like, it's almost like that layoff was like a seed, but you're going to see a quick harvest. You're going to see a quick sprout, like when he's going to turn it around. It's going to be because of your faith in him, where you're like, Lord, I should really be stressed out. I should be this, that, the other, but I trust you, Lord. I trust that you're going to take care of me. I trust that you're going to bless my family. I trust that finances are not going to be a problem ever again, that I'm never going to be broke. I'm never going to be worried about money. I trust you, and God is going to honor that. So just hold on to that, like hold on, because I know how that little scary phase that comes in. First, you'd be excited, and then you'd be like, wait a minute. What if? You start to what if. Then you start thinking about all this, like the stuff that you got, that you use your job for, like, dang, the benefits and the money and these bills and this, that, and the other. Just no. Rebuke it the minute it tries to come into your head, because I'm telling you now, this you're going to, when you give your testimony, when people are saying, how can I be like you, you're going to tell them, I got laid off from a job. And God just, it was like the best thing that ever happened to my family's finances. It changed the trajectory of our finances. We went from being limited to salaries and raises and reviews and this, that, and the other, to unlimited income. So what one person would have looked at as a negative, God used it to catapult me into where I am now, to where now I can finance businesses. I can buy a franchise if I want. I can do this, that, and the other. Like, this is where you're headed, where people are really going to be seeking you and trying to figure out, like, how did you get here? And it's going to be, you're going to say faith in God. That's it. Because you could easily just try to run and find another job. That's what most people would do. They would jump on Indeed so quick and be dusting off their resume so fast. But just trust God every step, because your finances are about to completely change. Completely change. And if it wasn't for this layoff is what was needed. Because it's literally like that job that you was at was in the way. It was in the way. So just get ready.
Before y'all go, I know y'all was going to the next call, but I just want to say this too. That is, you know, doing something, and you know, especially in me myself, because I just, like you said, you know, you ready to jump into another job and, you know, move on. But I see this is the time I'm not even like that, and I got offered a opportunity, that was yesterday. You know, first of all, I got offered opportunity like the very next day since I got laid off. And then yesterday, you know, just to confirm that I didn't want the opportunity, they contacted me again, you know. And it was a good opportunity, a little better than what I was making at my other job. And I respectfully declined, you know. And I said, man, I know God is doing something, because you know, they're probably like, man, he crazy? Like, what? You know, I'm offering him, opportunity. And the way I looked at it, I just said, nah, that's not it. That's not what God is giving me, because it'll put me back in the same situation. And I said,
right.
Not now, then when.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting off that phone with her, I was just like, man, I said, I know God is doing something. He's doing something so strong with my faith that I'm able to turn down gigs and stuff like that. And that would have never happened ever. Especially, you know, so I just wanted to say that. I want to, you know,
wow.
Yeah. And that's why God is going to really honor and bless you, because you see it. And that's even the position that I was in after I quit this job. I still to this day have a headhunter that constantly calls me to try to get me into a new job. But the industry that I was in, I was like, I'm over. I don't want to do it no more. And I prayed and said, Lord, retire me from this. Get me up out of here. So I was very grateful when he told me to quit. And then after I quit, after I put in my notice, I gave like a 30-day notice. During that 30 days, the headhunter's calling me with opportunities that I was paying way more. Even to this day, he still calls me all the time, leaves messages to try to get me to call him because he wants to place me in a new position. But when you know God, where God is taking you, you're like, no, because that's going to put me right back in that position. Because even though they're good opportunities, mm-hmm. it's about being obedient. You know, it's not about
Amen.
What's good. It's about what's for me and being obedient. And this is something that God has really been talking to Terrence and I about, and that where he's taking the body of Christ. It's so imperative right now for us to be obedient, because that being disobedient could put us in a bad spot. It could look like it's good, but put us in a bad spot. We really have to be following God's lead, not our bank account's lead, not, you know, what people think lead. We got to be serving God and following his lead in this time. It is so, so important. There's like something going on with this year that it's just even more so important that we've got to be obedient. Because people say, well, that's a good opportunity. Why would you turn it down? Because that's not what God told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make me disobedient. So now something that could be good is now could be a curse to me because I'm disobedient. I'm not where I need to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of position. So we have to stay in position. So, yeah, that's good that you added that, because that encourages people that's listening that, you know, God will tell you to do something. Be obedient, because there's always going to be the temptation that comes. Look, when Jesus fasted and the enemy tried to tempt him, we're always going to be tempted. But we can overcome the temptation with obedience to say, no, I can't do that. I appreciate it, you know, but that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's for somebody else. Because then you jump right back into the jar. You take that opportunity. And God is like, I'm trying to take limits off of you. I'm trying to bust down walls, and you're going to jump right back into the wall and jump back into the jar. Now you're right back into the limits, and now you're back into the rat race, and I'm taking you out of it and taking you to the land of milk and honey, but you want to be stuck behind the bars, you know, and that's just not, no. So, yeah, just remain strong. And just remain obedient above all things. That's what it's about. It's about the obedience. When we're obedient, the blessings are a byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you going to be blessed. All we got to do is obey. So many people are chasing the blessings that they will look at every good opportunity as the blessing. But if you chase obedience, the blessings going to come, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't avoid blessings when you're obedient. But so many people are chasing blessings that everything looks like, oh, they're going to give me this much? That's true. That's a blessing. They call everything a blessing that they deem as good based on their own experience. But, yeah, an $80,000 job might seem good based on your, you know, your experience and what you deem good. But maybe if you was obedient, you'd be getting $80,000 a month. So what you deemed as good in a quote blessing – wasn't what God even had for you, because what God says is the blessing is the $80,000 a month, not $80,000 a year. But too many people chasing what they deem as a blessing. I want what God says is a blessing for me, because his ways ain't like my ways and his thoughts aren't like my thoughts. So whatever I'm thinking is a blessing financially, please believe God gonna top it. That's what I want. I want to be blessed in every area of my life, my finances, my health, everything. And I know I can't be if I'm not obedient. So just stay obedient in the blessing. That's gonna come. That's what our focus needs to be on. Not the blessings, but the obedience. And then you just gonna get that. Just like the word of God, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these other things will be added onto you. Seeking God, the stuff gonna come. That's just that's scripture.
Can't avoid scripture.
Can't avoid it.
Thank you. Nope, you can't.
Well, we're gonna pray. We're still gonna pray for you. We're gonna mute you. We're gonna pray for you and Tanya. And I'm glad that you called in tonight. God bless y'all.
God bless y'all.
Amen. Bless y'all. Bless y'all.
And Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Donald, Father God. We thank you for the unlimited realm. We thank you for the unlimited realm and finances.
remove any type of limits in his head. Even if he said, oh, I'd be content with 80,000. No, don't be content with nothing that you feel is great. Be content in Christ. So, Lord, take all the limits off. All the limits off. And pour out a blessing. Pour a blessing onto him. Pour a blessing onto his family that he can't contain. Where there'll be an overflow, where he'll be, the blessing will bless others. The blessing is going to be a blessing because it's going to be so much that he's going to have to give it. To give it. Just like when the fish were multiplied. Like, I see you blessing him, Father God, and I thank you for blessing him where it's like it's multiplying, mm-hmm. but feeding so many, feeding others. And then it's causing them to multiply and feed others, like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for Tanya, Father God. I thank you for her doing what it takes for her family, and what she's in turn doing is sowing a seed. She's sowing a seed for her family right now. She's doing what's needed for her family, but she's sowing a seed because when she sees what you're about to do, she's going to see that she played her part to where she can enjoy the fruits of the blessing in ways that she right now can't comprehend. Where people are going to say, wow, they're going to call her kept and pampered and all these things, but she's going to say, you don't know what I did to get to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
What I sacrificed, what I had to do to help our family to get to where we are. So I sowed a seed to be able to be in the position that I'm in. So thank you, Father God, for her obedience to you. It's all about obedience.
Yes.
She's doing what you're telling her to do for the sake of her family right now. And like we just said, as a result, the blessing is going to come. The blessing is going to come where she'll have total control of her time to do what you've told her to do. Where all of her children will never have want for anything. They'll never want for anything. And the reason, part of the reason for that is because of her obedience. Her obedience. So I just thank you, Father God. Just bless her. Bless everything she puts her hand to. And give her peace, Father God, and give her balance in every area of her life, balance. And I thank you for where you're taking her, Father God. I thank you for her being obedient to you and obedient to the call that you have in the life of her family and in the ministry that you have for her.
Yes.
That you're using even this time now to be an example for others that's going to inspire others. Let it all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get to the next caller here. I'm going to mute you, get your name. 623-282, who are we speaking to?
This is Carmen from Texas. God bless you.
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
Good. Blessed.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Good to hear from you. Let's pray.
Yes, let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. For Carmen, Father God, we thank you for the letting go. Like people say, right? Because I don't think there's a scripture that says let go and let God, but people say that. They say let go and let God. And I see you completely letting go in every area of your life. It's like God is tugging you in a certain area, but you're like, no, let me keep that for myself. But God mm-hmm. is telling you, let go and trust me in certain areas of your life. Because sometimes we do that. We'll allow God to have every area except for, like, certain areas. We're like, I'm not ready for that, Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. I'm content, you know, doing me and whatever. And God's like, no, I'm trying to, you know, partner you. I'm trying to link you. And you're like, no, I'm okay. And let go.
Mm-hmm.
Let go. Let go and let God. Let God do what he wants to do. And every single area of your life. I'm talking every single area of your life because he's doing a work in every area. He leaves nothing bare. There's nothing in our lives that he will leave untouched unless we slap his hand. Say, not that area, Lord. I'm not ready for that. Let him take every single area and just release it and give it to him, because everything that he does is a blessing. Everything that he does is for our own good. Now, when we do stuff, we can mess things up. But when he does it, there is no mess ups. So thank you, Father God, for that. Thank you for the blessings. I thank you for the connections, Father God, in her life, the people, mm-hmm. The people that are going to bless her tremendously, Father God, that's going to show her new ways and things, that's going to teach her new things, and show her the way things are done when they're done godly. Sometimes we have experiences and we're like, I've experienced that, I'm good, but we didn't experience it from a person who was godly or in a godly perspective. And so we dismiss it and we're like, oh, I've already experienced that, I'm good, I don't want to do that. And we move on with our lives and we're content. But God's trying to take us back there and say, no, I want you to experience this, but I want you to experience it with me involved in a godly way when I've got my hand on it. So just, Lord, we thank you for her being open to all experiences that you are, that your hand is on for her benefit and for her blessing. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you for coming, Father God. We just thank you for walking in the anointing, walking in the full anointing of God, and allowing the Spirit to reveal things in the way that the Spirit wants it to be revealed. So God, what I see God is really saying that he can do whatever it is he wants to do, how he wants it to be done. He can do it any way that he wants. There is no formatted way that we can expect things to come from God. God can get it to you however he wants to get it to you, and use whatever he wants to use. Even, you know, rocks cry out. You know, he made a donkey talk. He can do it however he wants it to get done, to for his will to be done. And so I see him opening you up to a new way of seeing things, a new way of seeking things, a new way of new experiences in knowing just God, because it's going to really make you more relatable and authentic, more relatable and authentic. And that's what I got in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Carmen. All right, next caller, 205-531. Who is speaking with?
Julia May from Alabama.
Hey, Julia May.
Hey, how you doing?
We hanging on in there tonight. Hanging on in there. Good to hear you. Good to hear you. Let's pray for you.
Okay.
All right. Lord, we thank you for Julia May tonight, Father God. We thank you for the rising up. I see the Lord just showed me some bread in the oven, you know, it goes in, but when the heat hits it, that yeast, when the heat hits it, it begins to rise and it begins to develop. And so I hear the Lord saying, you know, even though you may be in a time or getting ready to experience a time or have experienced time where the heat has got kicked up. But he says during those times, that's when you're going to rise. That's when you're going to rise. You're going to be able to know things. You're going to, like God going to reveal to you ways of getting out of things. You know, helping people get out of things and just rising to the occasions. And really allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you to make proper decisions and to do proper things in certain situations, and not run in fear, not panic, not, but rise to the occasion, rising up when it gets hot, you know. Because after you come out the heat, you ready. You ready to serve.
and that's what our lives are. You know, we have lives full of experiences that develop us and prepare us to serve. To serve. You know, to where people can basically eat of our lives based on how Christ has developed us. Because when people take pieces of our lives that we've allowed God to operate in, they're getting pieces of Christ. You're eating of him because you understand that it was nothing but God. You understand it was nothing in and of yourself on how you made that happen, Julie, man. And I just thank God that the light is on and that the doors are open in Jesus' name for you.
Amen. Lord, we thank you right now for Julie and May, Father God. Thank you for this divine healing in her body. I just thank you for increased wisdom and seeing things for what they truly are. I see you, Julie May, just really calling things out, and because freedom, true freedom comes in the truth. And so it's not like you're calling things out to be mean, but you're calling things out because there needs to be freedom. So thank you, Father God, for giving her the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to identify and recognize things so that they really are, to call them out so that it can be dealt with in a truthful manner. So thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. One. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Barbara from Texas.
Hey, say that again. I can't hear you.
This is Barbara from Texas.
Okay, Barbara. Yeah, it was coming.
And thank y'all for the word. It was very beautiful. Amen. It went to me, every word. So I love you guys.
Wow. God bless you. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let's pray, Barbara. Hallelujah. All right. Lord, we thank you for Barbara tonight, Father God. We just thank you for, I just saw like your brain, like your forehead. I don't know, it's like I guess like knowledge or you receiving something. Like God is dealing with your head. Dealing with your head. I don't know exactly what that means, but I know that he's dealing with your head, and he wants you to really pay attention to knowing who he really is and really trusting him, because there's a battle going on in our minds. There's a battle all the time of thoughts. You know, Satan coming with thoughts, and the Holy Spirit is giving you thoughts and ideas, and it's about you deciding who you're going to listen to, and whose thoughts that you're going to yield to, because the enemy comes with some truth to things, and he'll try to justify, you know, a particular way of thinking, especially when you deal with hurt and you're dealing with disappointments and things like that. You'll definitely feel justified in a way of thinking, but the Bible says to let this mind be in you. It's also in Christ Jesus. And so we really have to study the mind of Christ. You know, how we used to have a slogan back in the day, what would Jesus do? That was a beautiful campaign because it always put you in a position to ask, what would Jesus do? You know, when you find yourself thinking about something like, what would Jesus do? Lord, how would you have me to think? How would you have me to see this? How would you have me to feel about this? You know, what would you have me to do? You know, and so just yield to the Spirit of God and just truly ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, and trust the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all things, mm-hmm. and to bring you into all truths, just like the Scripture says that it will do. But we have to allow God to work in our lives. You know, God needs permission from us to come in. To have access so that we can be used and be a benefit to his kingdom. So Lord, just thank you for touching Barbara's mind tonight in developing her and really teaching her your voice, to hear you, very clearly during this season, for the rest of her days, that she hears you clearly and that she follows your voice in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you right now for Barbara. We thank you, Father God, for her walking in peace, in peace always, walking in peace. Even when it seems like things are not peaceful, you can choose peace. And I thank you, Father God, for illuminating the steps for her so that she always walks in peace, where nothing disturbs her peace. Because even when things are coming against her, she has the understanding that if it's forming as a weapon, it's not going to prosper. If it's coming from an ungodly place, it's God is going to take care of that. If it's coming from a place of misunderstanding, then God can supply understanding. So it doesn't matter what's trying to disturb the peace. It's just it's a temporary thing that you, Father God, are always at work so that things that try to come and disturb peace will not succeed. And so help her to walk in that, to just walk in that peace of knowing that, okay, maybe there's a misunderstanding, but that's going to be cleared up. Or maybe this person is really being led by the devil and on some evil stuff, but the devil doesn't win. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm just going to pray for this person. Or maybe there's some confusion here, but that could be cleared up. So while you're in the middle, because we always think of like when we first start something and when we end it. But the middle part is where things get sticky. The middle part is what can make or break us. The middle part is what can disturb us and have us, you know, not able to sleep and all this other kind of stuff. It's the middle part. But I see you, God, thank you for directing her steps so that she's navigating through it, which is the middle.
Yes.
Because if you're getting us through it, the through is the middle. Because starting is different. You say, I start something, or you say, I end something, but through something is the middle. And you're always with us through it, which means even in the middle, when it's transitioning from the start to the end. And I thank you for the peace that you're giving her in every area of her life, that you're there through it. So let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's go 254541.
Hello.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, I was chomping when y'all called. I thought it was going to be a little bit longer wait. But hey, this is just Felicia. I just want y'all prayers. Hey, I'm all right. Listen, I just want y'all prayers. Yeah, but I was eating. I was like, it's going to be a little bit long wait. But listen, the same prayer and prophecy that y'all have with that first gentleman, listen, I don't want to work no more. I'm tired of working. I'm stressed out on my job. I just want y'all's prayers. Just whatever. Just pray for me. Whatever. It don't matter. If God say something else, say something else. Just pray for me.
We're going to pray. We definitely going to pray. Let's pray for you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Felicia, Father God. We thank you for giving her the desires of her heart.
Yes.
And Father God, we such an agreement in prayer that we know that you are the source. These jobs are resources.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, give her the desires of her heart. She desires to not have to work. And I pray for her the same prayer that I prayed for myself and Terrence, that she will be able to receive a lot of money every month but not have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we just speak provision. Yes, provision over her, that
she doesn't have to chase money, that money will chase her, and that she will have enough to do above and beyond what she's able to do now, where she's not just barely making it, where she's able to vacation and buy the things that she likes, where she's able to donate and give and be able to finance the people with kingdom people, to finance kingdom people, to help them with their vision. So make a way, Father God. We know you're able to do it. It's not a matter of if you can do it. It's a matter of if we can believe. And we believe that you're able to do it, Father God. And we put that in your hands and we trust that. And as she's in her middle, mm-hmm. give her peace. Help her navigate through the stress and the people. Sometimes people are just not the sharpest knives in the drawer. But help her to know what to say and how to deal with them. I've been there, Father God, and you had to help me bridle my tongue and do what needs to be done so I could maintain and keep my mind intact. So help her navigate through that as she transitions from employed to employer. Or even you can give creative outlets. She doesn't even have to necessarily own a business. She can have other things that create income, but give her the provision for what you design and purpose for her life, and give her the faith to take the leap when you tell her to take the leap.
Yes.
But sometimes it's an easy transition, like, oh, I'm going from this, and now I'm earning all this money over here, to where it's like, oh, you want me to quit my job, but how am I going to make money? And you can't see it all the time. But no matter how you direct her path, Father God, give her the faith and give her the insight to see that it's your leading, so that she can take the leap when the leap is needed. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, would you please, I'm praying that God gives you the strength that you need to endure where you are. You know, overcoming the stresses, allowing his peace to flow freely in your life, to where your situation doesn't overwhelm you, to where it throws your focus off to where you're headed.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping the right posture, even when you're where you don't want to be, but really keeping the posture based on where you're headed. You know, preparing yourself every day based off of where you're headed,
mm-hmm.
and not preparing yourself based off where you are. And so we just thank you, Lord, for the excitement. We thank you for the joy of waking up every day, being in a situation that we don't want to be in, but knowing that where we are temporary, and that we're headed to the place of Canaan, that land of milk and honey, that place of more than enough, the place of more abundantly. Yes. The place of overflow. In Jesus' name. So Lord, we just thank you for opening up the strength and the endurance and teaching her how to just smile through as she transitions to that next phase of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. 828-989.
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening. Blessed. Blessed. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's pray for you. All right. Lord, we thank you tonight for Jennifer, Father God. We thank you for delegation. Like God is, I'm saying, like he's. I don't know if it's you getting to be put in a place to be to delegate things, to really give instructions, to be able to give instructions. Either you getting instructions or giving. But I'm saying where instructions are going to be be delegated. And these are the instructions that are being given to you that are key to ask the answered prayer. Like the answer prayer, like these instructions, like do this, and this is what's going to happen. Like God is giving you specific instructions, and that you could probably share with others. I'm saying, but he's delegating instructions. And so, Lord, we just thank you that just for ears are open to hear the instructions and to the obedience is in line to just follow them. To follow them. So whatever God is telling you to do or whatever, just do it, because those instructions are leading to our answers to things, answers that you've been wanting, and answers to other people's situations as well that other people need. And so walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you right now for Jennifer. We thank you for the still small voice, and that she hears it very clear. Sometimes, you know, when the Lord speaks, it's a very small voice, but it's like a gentleness. It's like I see you, Jennifer, hearing the Lord's voice like a whisper in the wind, but you're going to identify it, or you're like, To somebody next to you, you'd be like, did you hear that? And they'd be like, what? No. Like, I heard the faintest voice say, but you're going to know what it said. So even though it's a small voice, it's still going to be very audible to you. And so, Lord, we just thank you for her having an ear to hear the still small voice, Father God, and where it's audible. So even though she hears it at, like, say, even like a whisper, but she still hears exactly what you're saying. So we just thank you, Father God, that she's tuned in to you, and we thank you for her obedience to listen to what your voice is telling her to do. We thank you for the success in her life, Father God. We thank you for the blessings, and we thank you for putting her in a position of influence for the betterment of people and for your glory. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sweet. Go ahead. 803-991. Did it click?
Hi, it's just Northern South Carolina.
It just came on. Say it again.
Hi, this is Angela, South Carolina.
Okay, how you doing,
yes,
Angela? Yeah, the thing was just spinning when it was turning you on. I was like, okay. How's South Carolina treating you?
It's okay. It's going all right.
All right, let's pray, buddy. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Angela, Father God. We thank you for putting her first in line, where she doesn't have to wait like people typically wait for. There's all sorts of things that people have to wait for. Like even right now with the housing, people are on waiting lists and all this type of stuff. And some people are getting very frustrated. But I thank you, Father God, that you're putting her first in line in several areas of her life where there would typically be a wait. There's not going to be a wait for her. So it's like Angela, I'm seeing, like, if God is telling you to move in a certain area or to do something that you know for a fact would have a waiting list, don't even worry about the waiting list. Don't even worry about time frame, because God is going to put you first. He's going to supernaturally move you to the head of the line. So just trust his leading and don't worry about how it's typically done or even how it's being done right now, yeah, even what you see or even what they tell you.
Yeah.
Because he's going to move you to the head of the line. And I can give you two examples of when he did that with me. Several years ago when I needed childcare, I needed help with childcare. And he told me it was going to be, I think it was like a three year before I would be on the top of the waiting list, and I was able to get in within a matter of months. And then even like when Terrence and I bought our home, there was a waiting list. And we were talking about this earlier today, how it's all about, because like God will connect you to the right people, because we had found a realtor looking at a different house, and Terrence, the Spirit of God told Terrence, her. She's the one, and he asked me, is it okay for her to be our realtor? And I'm like, yeah, fine, cool. You know, and then when we came to look at the model for the house that we ended up building, they were telling us that there was a waiting list and all this other kind of stuff, but there was this one home that they wasn't sure if it was available or not, and come to find out, it was not available. But our realtor called the sales guy anyway. He was like, well, I'm waiting on paperwork from them. They ended up not submitting the paperwork, and she sold us to him. And he already had a list, a waiting list of people waiting for homes, and for this, especially for the particular model that we built. But we got next. Then people backed out one day, and we were signing the paperwork like 2 days later. Mm-hmm. So we got moved to the front of the line, even though the builder already had a waiting list. So it could be a situation like that where I say, like, where you know how something is. It's one thing if you go somewhere and you're pumped and you get there and you see the lines going all the way to the back of the store, but it might be a situation where, like, with the housing market, like, where you already know how it is because it's just so crazy. So it doesn't matter what it is, housing, school, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. If God tells you to move on it, just do it, because he's going to put you to the front of the line. The same rules don't apply to you. It's almost like when you're the king's kid, what king do you see? What king's kid do you see waiting in the back of the line? They roll out the red carpet and they pull out the trumpets and put them right in the front. So that's how you're gonna see how being a king's kid is treated. So just trust that. So Lord, we just thank you for that favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Angela tonight. Psalms 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Making wise the simple. You know, the simple things that you're going to encounter are going to be the wise things. Keeping it simple and taking care of the small details is what's going to make everything click. Make everything click. So I see God really showing you how to be more detailed, showing you the details of things. And because the details is really what matters. Being a barber for many years, you know, there's levels to cutting hair, and everybody don't cut hair the same, because all barbers are different. You know, they're all artists or what have you, and you can tell in the finished product the different skill levels. And it's known that the higher the skill level is normally the barber who is able to pay attention to the details and knock out all the details and handle all the details and remove those little weights and those little hairs that can throw the haircut off. But the details matter, which makes the haircut look so much more uniform. And so being detailed then qualifies you to be superior. Really qualifies you to stand out because of the details. And the details are in the wise things. You know, it's wise to take care of the details. You know, you get barbers that try to run through people's haircuts, and then they don't know. They end up not retaining their business, retaining their client. Because once their client meets a barber that pays attention to the details, he's got him for life. Because now what's being produced and what he wants is coming forth the way that he desires it. And so the details will, like he said, will really put you in the front. Because you're handling the details. And so we just thank God for that in Jesus' name being done in your life. Amen. Let's go here. 225-270. 225-270. We'll come back. Three, 2-1-2-3-0.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. Hi, this is Angelise. I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida? You say Ashley?
Yeah. No, it's Angelise.
Angelise. Oh, how are you doing? That's right.
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Great, great. It's good hearing from you again.
Good, thank you.
Did y'all get
in the
rain today?
You said any rain?
Yeah, did you get any rain out there today?
No, just cold.
Just cold? That's right. Florida had a little cold front come through there. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm a New Yorker, but it's feeling real New York here.
Wow, that's something. Palm trees out the breeze. Mm-hmm. That's all, sir. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Angelise tonight, Father God. We just thank you for a recognition, being recognized. I just see like all like eyes being on you. The things that you do it, you know, as unto God, you know, and not really trying to do things to please man, but. Because when God promotes you, when God recognizes you, when God puts you in position, man, like he said your gift will make room for you and place you amongst great men. So you allowing your gifts to flourish and you operating in your gifts is what's going to get you recognized. That's what's going to put you in that place where God can do more with you. You know, and so God wants to do more with you. He wants to put you in a position where he can use you to do more things. And so to have more, too much is given, much is required. And so God is basically going to tighten you up in this season to where you, when you find yourself kind of developing different ideas to create a system that can develop something of high quality in less time. Develop something with high quality in less time. I see like God giving you systems to do those things, directions, instructions, guidance. And so be the people that you're going to come in contact with, you know, don't shy away from conversation. You know, don't always be looking to be comfortable. You know, I'm not comfortable just talking to a stranger. I'm not comfortable doing it. You know, it's not about our comfort. It's about our commitment. Mm-hmm. It's about our commitment to want to please God and to do what's needed in this earth and do what God has called us to do. And so we just thank you. Thank God for that being done in your life. In Jesus' name.
That's what I got. Amen. Lord, we thank you for Angelise right now, Father God. We thank you for that. That this is going to be like a coming out year for her where you're going to put her on display and put her gifts and talents on display. And you are going to make her great amongst people through your name to where you get all the glory, honor, and praise. But it's going to put her name out there. But she's not going to she'll take credit for her talent, but she will give credit to you. So you putting her name out there is putting your name out there. And so we thank you for that, Father God, making her great amongst people and having her get recognition for the purpose of glory to your name. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, we got another 111111. Who are we speaking with?
This is Robbie. It's Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Virginia.
What's up,
hey, how's
Robbie,
it going?
Man,
been a while.
Yeah, long lost brother. You know, but I might be absent from your voice, but you ain't never been absent from my heart, brother. Mm-hmm. That's one thing for sure. That's one thing for sure. It's good to hear you, man. Wow, that's good. Let's pray for Robbie tonight. Hallelujah.
All right.
This is good. This is good. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Robbie tonight, Lord. We thank you for the refresher, the refreshing. It's like you're going through a refreshing time where things are being refreshed. Because sometimes, you know, when I'm on my computer and I'm working, man, and you got things being downloaded and you need updates and all of this stuff coming in, and sometimes things will begin to glitch up and take a long time for a page to open. And what I would do, I restart, I refresh it. I hit the refresh button and everything sinks back in on time and begins to work properly through the refresh. And so I see you going through that now, to where you're being refreshed, and so everything would sink itself in place so that it can operate properly. It's time for things to be proper. Like I see things being proper in your life. It's proper. Things lining up and thinking and operating the way that it should, the way that it was designed and developed and made and created to move. That's the way it's going to move through this refreshing, right? After this refreshing process, mm-hmm. After this refreshing. And it's like I hear the Lord saying, like, this is the last refresher, though. Like, this is, like, going to be set. Like, everything is going to sync up after this. Like, you ain't going to have to hit the refresh button no more. Like, it's done. It's done after this. This is the seal. So this particular issue, this particular situation, you will never have to focus on again. Deal with it again. It's done. And so just move forward. Move forward and just know that it's done. It's done. Whatever it is, it's done. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. That's what I got, Rev.
Amen. Lord, we thank you right now for Robbie. Thank you for the talent. The talent realm being coming forth.
Yeah.
It's like I see you really coming forth with your talent. And it's almost like God's gonna take your natural talent and elevate it supernaturally, where it would normally require more training and all that kind of stuff and fine tuning, but He's going to increase your talent. Like, you're going to add to it,
mm-hmm.
add to your talent. And I see you, really understanding what true happiness is. Because we all have an idea of happiness. Everybody does. You know, you ask a person what makes them happy, and they'll tell you, what is happiness? And I see you really experiencing true happiness. True happiness. To how God created you.
Mm.
Because it's not the same for everybody. There's universal things that make people happy. But for some individuals, for everybody, it's still different. There's things that universally as humans will make us happy, and there's things that individually will make us happy because we're just all individually made. Like, there's certain foods that some people can eat that would bring happiness to them. If I eat it, it would bring death onto me. So I don't think I would be happy. Well, I would be happy because I'm in eternity, but I'm just saying from a human perspective, that wouldn't make me happy. So, but you're going to experience true happiness. because you're going to get to experience happiness from, you know, a universal happiness that will make everybody happy, and things that will make you happy as an individual. Things that are unique to you. God's going to really allow you to partake in these things that make you happy. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, 850-966, who are we speaking with? 850-966. Hello. All right, Raymondy. Passed out. Passed out. Lord bless him in Jesus' name. Fulfill all of the desires of their heart that come from you. In Jesus' name, amen. 336-287.
Hello.
Hello. Who's speaking with?
I'm always almost kind of, you know, afraid to say. My name is Diana.
You said this is Ariana?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Ariana, how are you?
Good to hear your voice.
Yes. Blessed in spite of it, she would say.
Yes. Absolutely. Trust me. Trust this when you hear this. This too. Will pass, and God is a comforter. He's a healer. He's peace. He's joy. He's strength. He's everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the best position of your life by seeking Him to provide everything that you need. And everything that we look at and experience in life. Things are going to happen, but God is always there to guide us. You know, it's certain things you'll never forget, but one thing about it, as time goes on, it won't affect you the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't have the same effect on you, especially, you know, when we're going through the transition of a loved one, and that's a life-changing event.
Mm-hmm.
It's life-changing.
Yeah.
It's definitely life-changing. But God is love, and God still has a plan for all of our lives. And so we can't stop living. We can't give up, but we just give in to His will. When we give in to His will, His love will conquer all. It'll surpass all of our understanding, because the Spirit of God is real, definitely real. So let's pray for you. Hallelujah. I'm gonna go ahead and meet you. Well, we thank you for our honor tonight, Father God. We just thank you for the revealing. God is definitely going to reveal to you his purpose for your life, reveal to you instructions answers, reveal to you answers, give you answers, because and like we have a lot of questions, and He said, you know, ask, just ask me, you know, and we try to figure out ways of how am I supposed to do this, how am I supposed to do that, ask, you know, ask God, okay, what should I do, instead of asking how am I supposed to, you know how you are supposed to do it, seek Him. When you see God, you're asking Him, Lord, okay, what is it that's needed? that's needed. And when you're seeking him and asking him, truly, truly expect an answer. Mm-hmm. Expect him to give you an answer in faith. And just allow God to move how he moves, you know. And so we just thank God for patience. We thank God for patience and deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, deliverance from any fears, any pains, just deliverance from anything that causes us to not seek God. Because sometimes when we're hurting, we don't even want to see God. I don't want to hear from God. Man, I'm hurting. I don't want to hear from you. You know, and the enemy be trying to have us blaming God for things. But God has already said everything that's going to happen. But what we have to do, we have to believe what he says. And believing what he says, allowing the Holy Spirit to always be there to prepare us and to help us through it. The Holy Spirit is what's going to teach us everything that we need to know. Everything that we need to know. So we just thank God for opening that up to you in your life and you walking in his divine will in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Lord, we thank you right now for Ayanna. We thank you for the rising up. The rising up. It's like Elijah and Elisha. And when Elijah was taken, his mantle was left with Elisha. And Elisha did twice the miracle that Elijah did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you, the mantle left with you, the teaching, it's all in you.
Yeah.
It's all in you. And now it's your turn.
Yeah.
It's your turn to rise. It's your turn to encourage. It's your turn to uplift. It's your turn. There's nothing lost, right? People pass. One of the things I can't stand, one, it's just not grammatically correct as far as like the term. The people will say, I'm sorry for your lost. Well, it's really supposed to be lost, but nothing has been lost. Because the teachings, everything is still here. And it's in you. You got it more than any of us. Because you've been getting it since, for how long? You know, since maybe that's all you've known. Nothing's lost.
Mm-mm.
Something has been found, but nothing is lost. And the teachings and the mantle is with you now. It's for you. It's your turn to rise. It's your turn to put away the toys, right? The word of God says, when I was a child, I walked like a child, talked like a child, but then I became a man, so childish things behind me. It's your turn. Now it's your turn. You've been equipped. You've been trained. It's your turn to carry on the work, to carry on and to carry on the legacy, because the legacy don't stop when a person passes. It continues on. It continues on, and it's your turn. Your mother is in the best place that any of us can be, and I know it to be real because I have experienced it personally. I can tell you it's real. It's not something that we're hoping is real. It's a real place. So you don't have anything to worry or concern yourself with. She's waiting for you, but you still got work to do. And now the mantle has been passed to you. So Father God, we thank you for Ayanna. I thank you for the roar of a lion that she has, like the roar of the lion of Judah. That she's going to do twice the work as her mother. And that you have a plan for her life to encourage people who are downtrodden and who feel hopeless and who feel tossed and unloved, who feel like they don't belong, that you have a ministry for her,
mm-hmm.
to reach these people and to give them love and encouragement. And we thank you, Father God, that you are guiding her steps, that she doesn't have to worry about tomorrow, that she just take it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to worry about next Tuesday. She ain't going to worry about 4 months from now, just day by day, and just putting herself, placing herself in your hands and knowing that you're going to work it all out. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's good. Good to hear from my young.
Mm-hmm.
God is with you. 720620. Who are we speaking with?
Veronica from Denver.
Hey, Veronica, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
All right, let's pray. Let's pray. All right. Lord, we just thank you for Veronica tonight, Father God. We just thank you for a different view of things. I see God positioning you to see things differently and to actually to see things better. When you get a better view of something, ooh, you be like, wow, I can see it all now. Wow. Because mm-hmm. at first, man, my vision was blocked. Things was distorted. Things in the way. But now that I've elevated and I'm in the right place to see everything, you know, and to see it the way that it's supposed to be seen. And ain't nothing like going to a sporting event or a concert and having some good seats. And you got, they all call it the best seats in the house. Yeah, that's because you can see everything that's needed to be seen to give you the best experience, you know, possible. And so that's what I see God doing with you, giving you a different view, a different experience, so that greatness can come forth. Greatness can come forth because when you experience things at a certain level, and just even tasting your favorite food per se, and just tasting it the way that it's supposed to be prepared. And it witnesses to your taste buds like never before. And be like, you know, just having something done and served the way that it's supposed to be served. You know, and I see God giving you the elevation so that you can see things the way they're supposed to be seen, mm-hmm. so that you can recognize when something ain't right.
Right.
Because you've already experienced it. You already know what it's supposed to be like. You already know what this thing's supposed to taste like because you done had it. So can't nobody come in and tell you something different and try to get you to jump on this mediocre wagon and miss out on things. No. Nobody's going to bring you down. But you're going to help bring people up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you right now for Veronica. We thank you that she has that understanding that views matter.
Mm-hmm.
The view, it changes everything. Mm-hmm. Karen was just saying, you could be viewing something from the top and you could see something that's behind or something that will be obstructed where you could be viewing it head on, and now what's behind it, you can't see because you're in the front. So God is really going to change your view. He's going to allow you to see things like almost like it rotates, where you can see the front, side, back of the matter. It's going to give you insight, right? Insight, sight with insight, to see the core of things, what's in that thing. People can come to you and they can seem like they're so intent, you know, got good intentions and this, that, the other core is just rotten. Intentions bad. But on the outside, you can't see it. But when you have insight, you have sight within sight, you can see what it really is. What is this really about? Is this sincere? Is it a manipulation? What is this? Because how you move is based on your view. But if your view is obstructed, now you're making well-intended decisions that are benefiting something that's manipulation or something like that. And so God's going to allow you to see things for what they truly are. He's going to give you a 380-degree view where you can see that thing for what it is so that you can make sound decisions. Because Terrence and I were talking about this the other day, that good intentions don't determine, intention don't determine outcome. You can have good intentions with a bad outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to think that, well, I think this is bad, so we think the outcome is going to be good. No, the outcome is going to be good because that's the path that we're on. But we can have good intentions on the wrong path. But God's going to give you an unobstructed view and give you insight so that you have the good outcomes. Because when we have good intentions and bad outcomes, sometimes that brings about confusion, and that's where the enemy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to make sound decisions because you're going to see things for what they are. So Lord, we thank you for that. Bless Veronica. Bless her decisions. Bless her sight. Give her insight, Father God, and we just thank you for it and help her to just trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much, man of God.
Yeah. How you been?
I've been pretty good.
Amen. That's good. That's perfect for you, Sarah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's perfect. We're going to get this word in. See what the Lord does. Hallelujah. All right. Lord, we thank you tonight for Sarah, Father God. We just thank you for justification. That's the word that came to mind, justification. Being justified. Hold on. That's another word that I got to find. Justified. Declared or made righteous in the sight of God. Marked by a good or legitimate reason. A legitimate reason. Like I hear God saying that your life is justified, like in your next steps is justified because you have a legitimate reason, because you're moving in the name of the Lord. Like you're taking ordered steps, so you're justified. Even if you get pushback, you know, and people may not agree with you, you just know that what you have to do is justified. You know, and you've been justified through Christ. So just walk in it. You can walk in legitimacy because God is giving you these instructions to do this, period. So just move in it and walk in it in confidence because you've been justified. And that's what I'm getting
for you, Sarah. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now for Sarah. Lord, we thank you for clearing the path. This ties into what Terrence was saying, the justification, that God justifies because God is just. You know, people always say things aren't fair. It's not a matter about fairness, it's about God is just. And I see the justification of God clearing paths. Yeah, some people might not feel it's fair, but it's just because justice does what needs to be done. What needs to be done. Justice makes you whole.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Justice makes it right. And so when people seek justice, it's because typically people aren't doing what they need to do. Right? Like, nobody sues somebody because the person's being fair and doing what needs to be done and doing the right thing. And that's why we have a justice system. So we have to seek justice when things have been unfair, right? And when people who are in a position to make it right are not making it right. And so that's where the justice comes in. And God is just. So God is going to make it right. He's going to clear paths for you to make things right. So, Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's rich.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's go back to 225-270.
Hello?
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
All right.
All right. Let's pray for you.
Okay.
Well, we thank you right now for Jackie, Father God. We thank you for the peace and for settlement. Settlement. Let's look up the word settlement. Settlement. Definition. Oops, not that one. Where's my favorite? Where's the Merriam-Webster? Hold on. Here we go. Settlement. An act of bestowing or giving possession under legal sanction. The sum of state or income secured to one by such a settlement. So we thank you, Lord, for a settlement, like you getting a settlement. So you getting possession under legal sanction. So legally something being given to you. It might be a sum, an estate, income, like it says, but I see the settlement. Settlement being given to you. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the people that are put in place to make the determination of the settlement, doing the right things and doing what you have called them to do. Not what they want to do, but what you have called them to do to give Jackie what you desire for her to have. So we just thank you for that settlement. We decree and declare it for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we just thank you for Jackie tonight, Father God. We just thank you for watching. Teaching her how to watch. Scripture says watch as well as pray. learning how to watch basically how you move. Because sometimes we'll say watch as well as pray, and we'll be thinking like, we got to watch for the enemy. You know, got to watch, you know, be on guard. But watching is just a lot of times watching to see how God moves,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this situation, to see God's glory in being put on display and through your prayers. As you're praying, you're watching the prayers develop. You're watching your prayers come to pass and be fulfilled. And so, Lord, we just thank you that eyes are open to see your hand in everything. Because sometimes when things are going AWOL and all chaotic, we tend to really not see the hand of God even in the midst of the chaos. Because we tend to be focused on what's chaotic. But as we focus on what God is doing in chaotic situations, that chaotic situation no longer will be chaotic, because now you're focusing on the peace. You're focusing on the good. You know, you're thinking on what's pure, and you're looking for what the good report in the things, and not just focusing on what's negative. Because it's true, and good, it all outweighs the bad. It's good, But we got to be seeking the good. We got to be looking for the good. And when we're not looking for it, we overlook it all the time. We miss it. And if we'll let the negative overwhelm us, and we'll miss out on a lot. So just thank God that you're able to recognize the goodness, and that you'll see the hand of God in and throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, I believe that's it for tonight, folks. That's everybody who had their hands up. So we got through it again.
Mm-hmm.
We just thank God for, again, this network. We pray special blessings over Randy and Julie.
Yes.
And special prayer for Ayana, because for those of you who know that Mama Ruth passed last week, and I think her services are this week, Friday, I believe. So I don't know if Randy has shared the information or not, but we'll try to get it out in the text or what have you. But you guys just continue to keep her lifted up.
Yeah.
Keep her lifted up. For those of you that have experienced, you know, your mother transitioning, it's a good time to pray and to share. And you can pray specific prayers based off of your experiences and for people. And if you have an experience, just praying, you know, strength. Just
mm-hmm.
praying for strength. Because we all don't have to experience the same tight, but everybody's experienced hurt and pain at some point.
Yeah.
And so we pray for her and let her know that we are here for her in Jesus' name. So thank you all. Tune in tomorrow. We love you all. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.